This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So whether Walter knows it or not, he's going to be stuck here for another bit of time after the show ends, for after the Paracast, because we never stop with the questions. There's always something more. Randall, you want to pick up on this and maybe bring up some more of the questions from the audience?
Absolutely, yes, because we do have a couple more questions. I was just kind of having a chuckle to myself there, how much this just reminded me of Spy versus Spy, you know, in the Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
it's just so classic. We've got a question from Damien in the Paracast community forums. He says, I read Latitude 33, Key to the Kingdom, and this is definitely something I'd like to get into a little bit more later, because I was listening to your YouTube podcast where you were talking about that, and I was just enthralled. It was so fascinating. So we got to get into that a little later, maybe even in after the Paracast, but he says he was reading Latitude 33, Key to the Kingdom, and I'm interested in more research about Latitude 33. Another author has it as the 37th parallel, and if the events are significantly different than other parallels, to convince a statistician. Now, if I'm reading that right, he's kind of saying, well, look, you know, could this just be a case of we just happen to be focused there, and we could probably find out all kinds of similar things in other parallels, or is this really truly a special situation with Latitude 33?
Well, here is the interesting thing about that I point out, if he's read the book, it's in there. I'm anxious. I admit I haven't done it yet. I'm anxious to read the Latitude 37 book. Here's the thing, as I mentioned in Latitude 33, my book, it's a zone. It's a zone actually between 30 and 40 degrees north latitude. So the 37 stuff is as legitimate as the 33 stuff. And look, this is to the extent that I've researched this. And remember, Latitude 33 was my first nonfiction book that I came out with in 2008. I haven't looked at this stuff deeply for about 12 years as far as the latitude stuff goes. But that's why you're seeing, like, my stuff and other stuff on Latitude 33. I'm not the only one who's written about the 33rd degree of latitude. But that's why you're seeing the Latitude 37. That's why you see stuff somewhere between 30 and 40 get talked about, because it's a zone. It's like a belt around the planet that's a zone. And I do say that in Latitude 33, and specifically Disneyland just happens to be on that 33rd degree. So that's why I looked at, you know, what was 33. But it's a zone. It's between 30 and 40. Did that answer the question? Or did I forget another part of it?
No, I think that's pretty good. Okay. I mean, we could probably talk about other places, you know, where is, you know,
oh, sure,
so-called ley lines cross. And I mean, they're all over the world where these places happen. So, you know, I think that I think we got that pretty well answered kind of in a general sense there. And actually, I would suggest for Damien to go listen to a couple of your podcasts about that, because then you start to really pick up on the specialness of these certain places, because it is really quite fascinating.
Sure, and let me add this, that a lot of people have asked me, you had said you're doing a follow-up to the Latitude 33 book, and I am definitely trying to. I have this hypothesis about who might have known how to do this stuff with carousels on telluric currents. I'm trying to pinpoint more data on that. I'm having a hard time finding it, okay, to be honest. That's why the follow-up book hasn't come out yet, because I'm still doing the research on it, and I'm not finding anything to back up my hypothesis. So, you know, I'm not going to put a book out until I find something either way that's worth proposing. I don't want to put a book out that's full of I think, you know.
Right. I mean, it's interesting to hypothesize, but I mean, yeah, you sure. you do go looking for historical references to things that are at least connected.
I try to.
And I find that really fascinating. We do have one more post in the question bank. Now, this is more of a comment, and I'll just read it as it's written here. This comes from Tony MC, MC, just M to MC, part of a mix of somebody, or MC. I'm glad he's coming back. I haven't heard from him in a while. In the future, when he's on, there's a recent podcast called Penny Royal, mm-hmm. where the podcaster was inspired by Mr. Bosley. So apparently you've got some people out there who admire your work. I'd love to hear an episode where he and the broadcaster of the podcast were chatting together. So I don't know if you've ever done a Penny Royal interview, but...
No, but Rick has.
Okay.
My co-author on Empire of the Wheel, I just heard about this thing. I wasn't contacted by them or anything. And I listened to it, and it is fascinating. I really enjoyed hearing this, all the episodes of this Penny Royal. It's very interesting. And Rick, of course, was on there. Yeah, I look forward to more from that. I don't know to, well, I've just lost my thought, what I was going to say.
But. You know, I know it's kind of an odd thing to say because here we are on the Paracast, but really, we like to think of ourselves here as networking with other people in the community in the larger sense. Yeah. You know, like Craig Bishop is awesome, and Micah Hanks is awesome, and his team over at the Debrief are awesome. Yeah. And so, you know, it's just fine. So if that works out, there you go. Just wanted to let you know.
Sure. Sure. But yes, I have heard of Penny Royal. Yes, I've listened to all the episodes, and I find it real interesting, definitely, from the perspective of, you know, certainly what I've explored in that range.
I'd like to, you know, before we had you on the show, we just touched base kind of in a brief chat before that, and we got talking about your experience as a writer. Which actually is coming along really well. I mean, your page has lots of interesting content on there, and people should check it out. Definitely, there's links in the forum to where all of your books are. But I noticed when I was reading through on the website that you had a whole paragraph dedicated to the subject of people who were basically stealing your work, or more accurately, maybe pirating it. And I thought that was a really interesting conversation, and we talked about maybe bringing that up. What was that experience like for you as a writer?
Well, now, when you give me a little more context, was I talking about a book being, you know, posted?
Yeah, it was because you've actually discontinued using some of the services out there because people were just taking them and converting them and posting them for anybody to have for free.
What happened was when I came out with my book Shimmering Light, which, you know what, I think that's one that I've also written, if I'm not mistaken, since being on the show last, I'm not sure, around 2016, 2017 is when Shimmering Light came out. Anyway, when I released that... now, what usually happens is, and I make my primary living off doing these books, which obviously I'm not a wealthy man, but what happens is the new book is always the one that's making the most, right? Because it's the new book, and that usually lasts for a certain period of time, a period of months, that it's the so-called, I'm putting heavy quotes around this, moneymaker, of all the other ones. And what happened was, after about 45 days, I noticed that it dropped precipitously. And, you know, I thought, well, okay, whatever. And after a couple of months of this, almost a couple of months of this, I wondered, what's going on here? And so I went and looked into it, and sure enough, I had found where some wonderful human being, I'm being very sarcastic, had taken the Kindle, this was on Kindle as well as print on demand, and had taken the Kindle file, converted it to a PDF, and had just posted it in the forum of, you know, another forum that's out there. And it was there for, you know, hey folks, you might like this book. I had not given permission for this. It was my newest book. I was, you know, currently selling this book. And so I contacted the guy who runs that webpage, and to his great credit, he doesn't live in the U.S., but to his credit, I think within an hour, he had found, you know, who had posted it, and he had pulled it off his site. He apologized profusely. He told the guy, hey, don't do this. This is intellectual property.
We'll explore what happened with this
in our next segment with Gene, Randall, and Walter. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
To recap very briefly, Walter finds this book converted to text, posted at another forum, and he gets in touch with the people who run it, and they seem to be, as we say back in Brooklyn, mensch is about getting rid of it. You had more to say, Walter, about it?
Yeah, so basically, though, because it did hurt my income for a period of 6 months total, you know, that particular year, I immediately, as the guy was pulling it off his form, I just made the decision, it's going to destroy even the sales of the printed books, you know. So I yanked everything I had on Kindle off of Kindle. I just yanked it off of Kindle, and I don't sell my printed stuff on Amazon either, because subsequent to that, the reason I don't sell my printed books on Amazon is Amazon, initially they courted all the small press publishers and independent authors, but they turned on all of us not too long ago, and I will not sell my stuff through Amazon because they're terrible for small press publishers and independent authors. So that's why my stuff, unless it's a used book, if somebody's bought my book and they're selling their used copy on Amazon, that's where you might find it. Yeah, and so I won't sell stuff on Kindle. Now, yes, present.
What is Amazon doing that made you reach this decision?
Well, I use Lulu.com for my printing and distribution. Now, people say, oh, they're a vanity press publisher. First of all, Lulu themselves are not a publisher. I am the publisher in my case. I'm the one that has my company, my label. My publishing company has been in business over 18 years, and I've published several authors other than myself, and none of those authors have ever paid me a dime to print their books. I'm not a vanity press. Lulu, I simply use them as a printing and distribution tool, essentially. They get their cut, but that's where you go to buy my books. They print my books, and they ship them out. But I'm the one who creates the books. You know, if it's another author's, I put it together, blah, blah, blah. If it's my book, I write it, yeah, yeah, so forth. So Lulu is just printer distributor for me, and they are that for a lot of small press publishers and independent authors. So they offered this deal where you can get your print-on-demand books marketed through Amazon. And what happened was Amazon, the deal that Amazon made with Lulu was, oh, we get the lion's share. I mean, we're talking a huge chunk of the profit, okay? And then Lulu gets the next big chunk. And then what's left for the small press publisher or the independent author is this small percentage, okay? Now, you could say, well, gee, you're prone to sell a lot more books through Amazon, so that small percentage gets bigger. Ah, not so fast. What happens is you're also allowed to market your own direct sales, right? But what happens is Amazon does this thing where their copy, their deal of your book gets pushed and yours gets shoved aside. So you lose your direct sales because everybody's going to Amazon. If people can find your new book on Amazon, well, screw your direct sales. They're not going to buy it from you. They're going to go with the convenience of Amazon. See, Amazon knows this.
With Amazon's Create Space, it's print on demand. You don't have to invest in buying printed books and shipping them.
Same
Amazon does that.
Well, and Lulu does the same thing. Well, if you use CreateSpace, your percentage is even smaller. You got to get into the weeds on this, and it's there. And I just will not. I will not do Amazon. I don't trust them anymore. I don't like them. Now I went ahead and I allowed Latitude 33 and Shimmering Light to be on Kindle, because they were already there. I'm assuming there might be a lot of copies of those two books out there. So I kind of look at those as, okay, that's my blood sacrifice to publishing. And, you know.
Well, it's all after the fact anyway. You know, at a certain point, well, okay, fine. Yeah. Leave it out there. What you get from it is great. But I wanted to ask you those questions because I'm sure that in our audience, we do have some people out there who are aspiring writers and authors. And it's really good to hear when we get someone who is a writer, an author, what their workflow is like and what it's just like to be a writer in this field. So thanks for sharing that.
I do want to say this, that there's another author who I'm friends with, and for years he had other publishers, and I was telling him, hey, why don't you try doing a couple of books on Create Your Own Label, be your own publishing label, use the Lulu's process and system, and see if you know how that works for you on the income. He did it, and after he got his first book out there on the market using them, this print-on-demand thing as his own publisher, I forgot. He called me like in the middle of the night to thank me profusely because he's making significantly more money on his books than he did being published by, and I'm putting quotation marks around this, a legitimate publisher, you know. So he's glad he did it, and he switched to that 100%. So,
well, thanks for that. That's probably going to be some interesting news for some of our aspiring writers out there. Mm-hmm. Before we... We're starting to get towards the end of the show. We've still got, I think, maybe another one or two segments left. Let's talk a little bit about one of your more recent books, The Esoteric Napoleon. Now, most people don't really think of Napoleon as being esoteric, or, you know, they think of him as the military commander. And, you know, so what's the sort of esoteric side of Napoleon all about?
Napoleon Bonaparte. This is the reason why I wrote a whole book on this. And actually, if you'll notice on the cover, it says Volume 1. I had, for some years, the Louisiana Purchase had made me curious about Napoleon. Because there, you know, there seems to be some curious things about the Louisiana Purchase, about the Lewis and Clark expedition, not the least of which is the death of Meriwether Lewis, which I raise my hand, I am in the camp that Lewis was murdered. Now, for what purpose is a whole discussion? There's a guy named Xavient Hayes, I think is his name, who wrote a book on the murder of Meriwether Lewis, if you want the basics. And so because of all this weirdness going on surrounding the Louisiana Purchase, and gosh, why would Napoleon, you know, people say, well, he needed the money because of the war that was going on, but, you know, blah, 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 so forth. And then him going to Egypt, there was this fascinating story that he had spent a night in the pyramid, and when he emerged, he was visibly shaken and pale, and he told a close confidant, if I told you what happened in there, you would never believe it. And this is this apocryphal tale about Napoleon, and I always wondered, you know, is there any truth to this? So a few years ago, about 3 years ago, I think, I was visiting a friend in Oklahoma, and we went to his favorite bookstore, which is a big, huge used bookstore. And I found a copy of a book that I had heard of, but I had never found a copy of before, titled Bonaparte in Egypt. And I scooped that up because it's from like mid-20th century.
Bonaparte in Egypt. Our next segment with Walter Bosley, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Construction of a wall on the country's southern border was halted this week by an executive order from President Biden. About 450 additional miles of border fencing were built during former President Trump's administration. Representative Yvette Harrell says that halting construction of the wall takes away a tool to secure the southern border. The New Mexico Republican tells Fox News that the executive order puts everyone at further risk.
Another executive order that really will have a profound effect on New Mexico, a border state. We know the wall worked, and we have to protect the communities, the ranchers, the farmers, the families that live in our border communities. And this executive order, again, with the immigration issue, puts everybody at risk further. And so it's unbelievable that we would actually compromise the safety and health and really the national security of our nation by virtue of these executive orders.
This is USA Radio News. Maryland became the second state to identify a case of the highly transmissible South African strain of the coronavirus. The state announced Saturday that an adult from the Baltimore metro area tested positive for that variant. Dr. Paul Offit is a member of the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee, and he tells CNN that the appearance of variants is not unexpected, but what concerns him is the possibility of a variant appearing that the vaccines are ineffective against.
The critical question is, not or is it going to create variants, it's going to create variants. The critical question is, are those variants functionally different than the original strain? In other words, are they more likely to be contagious? Are they more likely to cause more severe disease, i.e. be more virulent? And then most worrisome at all, are they likely to resist vaccine-specific immunity? People are looking closely at this. People are getting ready to include these variants in a vaccine if we need a second-generation vaccine. But I'm just trying to calm the waters a little bit here. Worry when you start to see people who've gotten the vaccine, fully vaccinated, but then nonetheless are still hospitalized or killed by these viruses. That hasn't happened yet.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, Bonaparte in Egypt, Walter Bosley. Pray tell, we want to know more.
Aha, well, so did I. So I read Bonaparte in Egypt, and I started looking into Napoleon, and it would be a 2-hour conversation in itself, believe me. But let's just say that the more I learned about Napoleon Bonaparte, the more I saw, and I read thousands of pages on him before writing this book, over 5,000, and there's a lot more than that that's been written about Napoleon Bonaparte. But I came away increasingly with the opinion, and I stand by it today, I consider myself an admirer of Napoleon. I came away, it's clear that the European oligarchy, okay, the European and British oligarchy, the dynastic families, the monarchies, the money people, City of London central banker types, they despised Napoleon. They kicked off what ended up being a 200-year-long character assassination of Napoleon Bonaparte. The more I looked at the terrible things that had been written and said about him, the more I dug into the history, both the contemporary histories and the, you know, the histories written more recently, I found, as we do a lot of times, that there was a lot of BS in the mix, and the BS ends up being how Napoleon was characterized. Now, in our community, people are going to bring up, oh, but what about Nostradamus? He predicted Napoleon, and Napoleon was the first Antichrist and all this stuff. Well, I learned that that's nonsense, because the guy who that originated with in the early 20th century, this idea that Nostradamus had predicted Napoleon, he admitted publicly that his translation of Nostradamus was awful, was very weak, you know, and he kind of half made up this Napoleon as Antichrist stuff. So no, Nostradamus never predicted Napoleon, you know, being the first Antichrist. That's all BS that has been perpetuated. I've had people get angry with me when I bring that up since writing this book, because they know for a fact that the Nostradamus thing is real and true. And no, it's not. No, it's not. The guy admitted that the translation of Nostradamus he based his whole thing on was just weak and terrible. This has gone on, like I said, for 200 years about Napoleon, but it was the pyramid story, Bonaparte in Egypt, that still continued to fascinate me. And I learned in my research on Napoleon, I learned that he was on a high level of mathematical comprehension. I mean, the guy, this is why he was brilliant with artillery, as an artillery officer, because he was essentially a natural mathematician. And I found out that he was deeply interested in ancient history and, you know, things like lost civilizations, all these things we're interested in, right? And he actually, at heart, was more of a scientist than he was a military commander, or more so, even more than he was a politician. Okay, you know, I learned that when he goes to Egypt on his big expedition, he takes, I can't remember how many, there were hundreds of what he called the savants. These were scientists, these were archaeologists, biologists, you name it. All sciences were represented. Okay, his number one advisor, personal mentor, you know, was a guy who, I get his name wrong, Monge, I think is how you pronounce it, Monge or Monge. You know, this guy was a mathematical genius, and there's a particular thing in geometry or something that is named after him, and it has to do with spatial stuff, spatial energies. And I was able, and I go into this in the book, I was able to show where Monge might have put Napoleon up to staying in the pyramid that legendary night. I think that night happened. I think Napoleon had some type of extraordinary experience. And like I said, there's just so much about it. It's hard to just pinpoint. That's why I, you know, wrote one book about it already, and I'm getting ready to start volume two.
Right. This is 332 pages, paperback. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a thin book, and it sounds like it's not just necessarily light reading either. It sounds really quite fascinating. Can you give us some idea, like a few more teasers here? Just like in the book review here, it says, actually, and this is interesting too, it says, in this fourth installment of the Secret Missions series, so mm-hmm. we need to know what that's about. Mm-hmm. But it also says, you know, Napoleon Bonaparte, what was he searching for in Egypt? Mm-hmm. So, you know, with, you don't have to give away the whole book, but, I mean, this sounds like quite an expedition that he
yes.
took there to try and find something. So, yes. you know, what was he after?
I think he was after, he was after a couple of things. Okay, and one of them had to do with of personal interest. The other thing was, I think he was after the evidence of, you know, a lost civilization. And I think Monge, however you want to pronounce the name, understood more about these things than he did. And, you know, being his closest mentor, I think was kind of driving Napoleon to certain paths. Now, there are some officers. This is interesting. One of Napoleon's subordinate officers was de Hautpoul. Okay. Now, Hautpoul, that name you should recognize because that's the name of the woman buried in the tomb that Father Saunier of the whole Rennes Le Chateau mystery. That's the woman buried in the tomb that's part of his mystery where he thinks the tombstone holds a secret. And this officer in Napoleon's army was a relative of Madame de Hautpoul, who's in the middle of the Rennes Le Chateau mystery. And this Colonel de Hautpoul was with the gentleman who is more widely credited with stumbling upon the Rosetta Stone. Now, it's my speculation, okay, it's my conjecture, that the Rosetta Stone wasn't just tripped over. It was somebody knew about it, somebody had it, and this is how it was brought out publicly. Is it? It was, you know, that it emerged by accident, and I think the whole pool was involved with that. And that's just one example of my opinion of what was going on with Napoleon's Egyptian campaign. You know, you also had a Bonapartist officer who, after Waterloo and all of that, when the Bonapartists came to the United States, you had one of them who was a Poisson, a descendant of Nicholas Poisson, who also is famous for the Three Shepherds painting, which is popularly referred to as Et in Arcadia Ego. That, too, is neck deep, or should we say skull deep, in the Rennes Le Château mystery. So you've got Napoleon surrounded by, you know, these guys who are like Monge, and they're how would we put it? They're scientist types, but they're also the type of guys that are interested in things like alchemy and stuff like that. So were they involved in some type of secret society group, that kind of thing? They could have been. You have these people that are directly connected to the Rennes Le Château mystery in one way or another. Okay. And then you have, for instance, the mystery of a painting. Now, Napoleon, before he went to Egypt, when he was invading Italy, he obtained a painting from the collection of the Duke of Modena. And this painting personally fascinated Napoleon, and he kept it in his home. And I've been unable to identify the painting. Now, this comes to us from Sir Walter Scott.
Let's do our break, and we'll have more, our final segment, before we do After the Paracast with Walter, with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, let's continue about this painting.
Yes, the mysterious painting that Sir Walter Scott is the only one who mentions this mysterious painting in the over 5,000 pages I have read. Now, you have to say, if he's the only one who mentions it, is it BS? Well, he got to acknowledge it could be, but when you see that Napoleon, of course, was just collecting all sorts of artwork for the Louvre, you know, when you see what kind of mind he had, the things he was interested in, when you see the people that surrounded him, oh, by the way, Napoleon was loved by Freemasons. It doesn't look like he was a Freemason himself, but he was loved by Freemasons, and back then those guys were often involved with things like the secret society, alchemists, hermetics, stuff like that. So he's surrounded by people like this. And Sir Walter Scott has this story of this one painting. You know, we never find out what was in that painting. But think about it. I mentioned there was a junior officer, Poisson, who was a descendant of Nicolas Poisson, who did this hermetical painting. So was this painting that Napoleon was fascinated by, was it one of these paintings that, like Da Vinci's Mona Lisa, that apparently had something encoded in it? Was there something in this painting that only he understood? What happened to this painting? What was this painting? I haven't been able to identify that yet. There's been a couple of possible candidates that pop up, but then they're eliminated, you know, for good reasons, I think, valid reasons. So that's just one example of, you know, another example, I should say, little tidbits in the book that make this interesting. Now, the final thing I'll mention is kind of my biggest way out there. I guarantee you the people who don't like speculation or conjecture at all are just going to have a hoot with this, the third part of the Esoteric Napoleon book. But hey, I think there's something to this, and I don't know if I should reveal it here. I think it's more fun to let people read it, but let me just say that I have...
You can't do that now.
I'll tell you this much. I think there's reason to accept the possibility that when Napoleon was captured, you know, remember, he was first arrested and sent to the island of Elba, and then he escapes and he has his 100 days, and then, you know, then he's captured after Waterloo and sent to St. Helena. I think it's possible that there was a switcheroo pulled and that was not Napoleon on St. Helena.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not the only one, by the way. This isn't Walter Bosley pulling something out of his backside, okay, like my haters love to say. There's others who think this. And I looked at it. I studied it. I think it's a very valid possibility. And from there, I propose what I think happened you know, with that scenario, how it was done, how it played out.
Right. Like, and what was the actual real Napoleon doing during this?
He was living in the United States under the identity of his brother Joseph.
Oh.
You see, Joseph and Napoleon looked so remarkably alike that they were often confused for each other. We have a story that Joseph Bonaparte was walking down the street in, it was either Philadelphia or somewhere in New Jersey. I think it was Philadelphia. And a man who had been like a Secret Service agent is to a president, a man who had been a personal guard to Napoleon himself, he sees this so-called Joseph Bonaparte approaching him with a couple of other people. And he says, "Mon Emperor." He's excited to see him. And we're told that Joseph says, "Oh, no, no, you have it wrong. I'm not the emperor. I'm Joseph." And the guy is like, "Yeah, okay. Right. We have that story." And there's a lot of other stuff in the book. I got to save some stuff for the book. But yeah, I think it's very possible. And by the way, it's part of the historical facts, documented facts, that Joseph himself proposed that they switch places right before we are told Napoleon is arrested. Joseph is on record with the witnesses, historical sources, of saying, they won't know the difference. Let me take your place. There's a ship waiting for you right now from the United States Navy sent a boat over. Okay. And they were 8 miles off the coast of France, and they were waiting to take Napoleon to the United States. And his brother said, "We've arranged this. The United States wants you. Please get on this, the little dinghy here, the boat. Let these two officers take you to that frigate and get to America. Let me take your place." And we're told that Napoleon, of course, said, "Oh, no, no, I couldn't do that." At the time, remember, he didn't know he was going. Nobody knew he was going to be taken to that island. OK, at the time, he thought he was going to be under house arrest in some estate in northern England. OK, it wasn't until the ship supposedly, and I put quotation marks, with Napoleon on board, arrives at the English port, when he finds out, "Oh, no, you're not even getting off the boat. We're resupplying and you're going to a rock, you know, 600 miles or whatever off the coast of Africa." So we are told that Napoleon said, "No, no, no, I'll just go ahead and let the English arrest me and I'll live at a nice estate." Well, when you study this man, that is so not like him, but it's more like Joseph to want to. So the Napoleon you read about on St. Helena is so much more like Joseph Bonaparte than it is Napoleon that you have to wonder, you know, there you have it. And there's more details as to why I think this, and I could be wrong.
Yeah, but it's fascinating to think about. This is part of the Secret Mission series.
Yes.
So just tell us quickly a little bit about what that's about.
Well, the first Secret Missions book I dove into because, interestingly enough, I should say, when I first started researching the Empire of the Wheel stuff, even before Rick came on board, basically data about Juan Cabrillo was emerging in all this. So after three books and a few years, I had to get a break from the Empire of the Wheel stuff because there's elements of it that's so dark. So I wrote the Juan Cabrillo book, and that was Secret Missions 1, essentially, the hidden history of old California. Well, then I had some interest in Richard Francis Burton and made a really interesting, I learned something about his life and explorations, and that became Secret Missions 2, the Lost Expedition of Sir Richard Francis Burton. While I was doing the Burton book, some stuff about Ambrose Bierce and his disappearance and his life popped up. So after I finished the Burton book, I did Secret Missions 3, Destination Carcosa, all about Ambrose Bierce and some mysteries involving with him. So Napoleon ended up being the fourth in the series.
So you never run out of people to study.
The Secret Missions series specifically is about historical individuals who, you know, were either explorers or particular types, and there's missing documentation or a chunk missing about their lives or something curious, some weird thing. That's why I write about them. You know, with Juan Cabrillo, nobody knows exactly where he died or where he's buried. There were multiple stories from the crew that survived. Even the crew that was there and witnessed it, you had multiple conflicting stories. And they've never found his body, his bones, to this day. So I have a hypothesis about that. And then Richard Francis Burton, he disappeared for 6 months of his life in the wilderness in South America. And this is a man who wrote details about everything, but he never wrote a single word about what he was doing for 6 months in the South American wilderness.
We can always put them on a spaceship.
Right.
So and those, besides those which, that's things. Why we need time machines to see what really happened. Yeah. And Walter Bosley, take a moment here. Tell our listeners they want to know more of what you do. Where do they go?
Okay, well, I have my live stream every Sunday night, 5:30 Pacific time, at the Walter Bosley channel on YouTube, and I keep it real casual, I keep it real fun, but I try to, you know, present informative things there. My books and the books of a few other authors that I publish can be found at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, print on demand, great quality stuff. It takes a couple of weeks to get it, but it's worth the wait. Very affordable. And empireofthewheel.blogspot.com is a very good place to go to get the feel for what I do and interested in if you're not familiar with me.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. We offer all sorts of branded merchandise at thepowercast.shop, thepowercast.shop. Check it out. Good prices, good merchandise. Check us out on Facebook. Check out the PowerCast Plus, where we offer version of this show free of the network ads with enhanced audio, so Walter Bosley sounds even better. I never change for some reason. I guess it's a space-time continuum. We also offer the After the PowerCast podcast, where we have special interviews, and Walter's going to return for that because we won't let him leave. There's too much to talk about. He can't leave. He wants to leave, but we've got him chained to the wall right now with extraterrestrial tethers, so he can't. Anyway, go to thepowercast.plus. We're also offering a free coupon code for The Phenomenon, the UFO documentary from James Fox. For long-term subscriptions, thepowercast.plus. Walter, thank you for joining us on The PowerCast.
Thanks for having me on. It's good to talk with you guys again.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.